I guarantee you, no more music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers. No more music by the suckers.
Let me drop that beat, and it goes a little something like this.
This is a Sucker Free Radio.
Hollywood likes you a certain way. They like you a certain way when you're black. You damn near have to be a black Anglo-Saxon, because you can't have a black conscience. It's all right to have a white conscience. Things can be too black, but they can never be too white.
You know what's funny when it rains and pours? They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor.
Some free radio. All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all of the things in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
A time comes when silence is betrayal. I come to this platform tonight to make a passionate plea to my beloved nation.
Are you ready? It's Inside the MFL with your host, Richard Miles, and former Washington Redskins defensive back, Fred Smoot. Tune in each week for sports talk and more. Join Richard and Fred, along with guest hosts Gary Digital Williams, Kelsey Nelson, and Robert Gatewood, as Inside the MFL brings you sports information and updates, the plays, the players, both on and off the field. That's each Friday, 7 p.m., Inside the MFL with Richard Miles and Fred Smoot with sports talk and more. Richard Miles and Fred Smoot, Inside the MFL, themfl.org.
Hey, I'ma keep on running because a winner don't quit on himself.
Welcome to Inside the MFL. I'm your host, Richard Miles, with Mr. Football himself, Fred Smoot.
What's going on, sports world? Welcome to Inside the MFL. You can call in at 202-889-9797. You can catch us on Twitter at MFL is here. Make sure you go check that Twitter out if you want to keep up with all the current news and the current things that's going on with the Minor Football League.
And hey, we got a lot going on, Fred.
Hey, talk to me. Before we even go into anything got to do with helmet pads and cleats, I got to talk basketball. I'm a basketball guy. I'm a basketball guy. Let's be honest. Now, I was one of those guys always going and pulling for Team Skinny Jeans, a.k.a. Team Yellowbone, the Golden State Warriors. But right now, with it 3-0, I don't know if I want them to end it tonight. Like, I need two or three more games to make it at home.
Right? No, get a broom. Get a broom. I'm going. We go watch a game tonight. I got a broom. So everybody said, Miles, what you doing? I got a broom because this is sweet. This is over with.
Come on, Fred, Miles, come on, man. You come off as one of those guys that were cheering for Cleveland. Like, you look like one of those guys built for the king.
I ain't got no dog in the fight. The Wizards at home. I'm just being realistic. It's over tonight. It's over.
Well, I believe this. Let's just be honest now. The sports guys, the only thing we know about this, LeBron James, the best player in the world, I think he's good for one game in this finals. They're going to get one, and if they're going to get it, they're going to get it in Cleveland, and they're going to get it while that dog is pushed into that corner.
Well, their opportunity was the last game. I mean, they had it 2 minutes. They kind of choked up. All they had to do was go inside. They didn't go inside with the ball. Look at the result.
You go inside to who? Tristan Thompson? Have you looked at this guy play? This guy's averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds, plus he got a Kardashian in his bed, so he don't have a chance doing anything.
That's the curse. That's the Kardashian curse. Come on. You know what that is.
Hey, all I know what they did, they turned Lamar into a crackhead. They turned Bruce into a woman. Hey, they ran Kanye crazy.
Okay.
Hey, we got to understand what we're dealing with right now.
Okay, absolutely. Come on now. But I just have to be honest, man. They had the one-on-one with Curry. He was killing them. Now they stop wanting to choose jump shots. Come on, who fault is that?
This team is built for jump shots. If you look at Cleveland, they went and got Kyle Korver. We got Darren Williams. They went and got jump shooters to try to match Golden State's speed, intensity, and their three-point shooting. And right now, everybody's giving LeBron crap because he threw it out to Korver for the last shot when I thought it was a great play.
Now, you know, 3 for 10, they're going to get it done. You know it, not know it. Come on. They do not have a bench. They're not deep enough. And the people run them off the floor.
How about we just be honest? Nobody wants to say, because everybody wants to down KD for making that move. They have to say the best player in this finals has been Kevin Durant. He's the difference because he's not Harrison Barnes. You can't leave him open. Absolutely. He's literally taking this thing toe-to-toe.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the piece that they needed in the puzzle, and it's showing. I mean, we have to admit, man, it's over with. Well, you can't listen to me. It's over with.
It's not over with.
Everybody out there know this is over with.
This will not be the last day of the NBA. I'm sorry, it's not. They're going to get one game. I'm sorry. Cleveland is a championship team that came back from 3-1 last year. This is the same exact team, besides they added some shooters. I know this team is good for one game.
No.
One game.
No. It's over with.
What? Did you call Madam Cleo? Did you call Madam Cleo? Who told you this prediction?
Listen, no Kevin Durant last year. He's here this year. The difference is that. It's the difference. Look at the points. The difference. They might have had a chance. Just might.
I don't know. It's one of them things, too. You got to bring Tyronn Lue under kind of some heat, too, because he's totally getting out coached. I'm sorry. If you're built for something and you get in situational basketball, I think sometimes you got to change up your game plan. And at the end of the day, LeBron James is averaging 46 minutes. No wonder he looks like he looks in the last 3 minutes of every game. He's not Superman.
They need some help. Absolutely. The S is off his chest for real now. And you can't do nothing. You know or not, no, Fred, for Tig make a punk out you.
Fatigue will make a punk out us. Absolutely. Hey, but Kevin Love, a lot of people like to point the finger at Kevin Love, who they going to trade, who they need to get rid of. Kevin Love
has been
balling. He's averaging a double-double, 20 points, almost 17 rebounds. How many rebounds you want the guy to get? He only got two arms. He's pulling them down like he got three. One coming out his back.
Yeah, but he's not showing. You know he's not showing. So let's just be honest. They do not have the personnel to keep up with these people. I mean, just being honest.
Well, it's three all-stars against four. That's what it's coming down to. It's three against four. It ain't too many teams.
Five against
five. No, they legitimately have four all-stars. They got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. They have Draymond Green, and they have
coming off the bench. He's an all-star.
Draymond is the starter. They got Klay Thompson also. That's four all-stars.
Okay.
Four all-stars against the East that only has LeBron. Kyrie is a one-way player. He's a strictly offensive player.
He kept it close. He kept him in there.
But he hasn't played any defense. He can't play defense.
He never played defense.
Hey, that's the difference in the All-Stars for Golden State. Both all of those are two-way players. They play defense and offense at a very, very high level.
Well, I mean, we have to be honest. I mean, I'm going to give it to you, Fred. You know, we can argue all day long, but you're right. But get the broom. Hey, sweep this. This is over. This is done.
Hey, you can call in right now on the phone. The phone number is 202-889-9797. We Act Radio. Do something, because that's what I do.
Yeah, do something.
All right, we got a call? We got a call in there? Oh, all right, bring the call on. See what he got to say. All right,
Hello? Hey, what's going on, Smooth? How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. How about yourself?
That ain't B-Nod, is it?
That's it.
All MFL for the Washington Chiefs.
That's right. You know, B-Nod Smith, a former Washington Chiefs champion. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that, you know, the minor football league and the Washington Chiefs, I mean, just provided so many avenues for so many young guys. You know, myself, you know, playing ball since, you know, you're talking about little league, going up to the collegiate level, and you know, for a lot of guys, they don't get an opportunity to go to the next level playing the NFL. And so, what the minor league provided me was that to keep living your dream. You know,
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I totally understand that. And with you living your dream, how do you think it's going to feel to the other people, that the other 32 new coaches that get a chance, the 32 new trainers that get a chance, and the 50 extra players for each NFL team?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Smoot. You know what I mean? So I want to continue to, you know, I would certainly support and advocate for, you know, the NFL, the Washington Chiefs, and other teams in the NFL to, you know, get young guys and continue to develop them, you know, so they could, you know, fulfill their purpose.
Yeah, because I've always felt like this. You know, I've seen guys come in and out of training camp, third, fourth screeners, never get a chance to get reps, never get a chance to get in the play, the preseason game, so they never get a chance to prove themselves. And the one thing I said, the only way a guy can get better is he got to be thrown into the fire. They need reps. They need live reps. And I think that's what the NFL is going to give these guys a chance. A guy like Johnny Manziel who say he can't throw. A guy like Tim Tebow. Well, if you can't throw, you need to throw the ball, and you need real action. I think that's what the NFL is going to give these guys, a plateau to show off their talent.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And so, you know, it's like I said, again, it's been a blessing for a lot of guys, you know, and just really, you know, allowed them to continue just to get the football out of their system. I mean, currently right now, you know, I'm in a workforce now. I have a family now. I'm 39 years old. But, you know, I know for many years it was a, you know how it is, Smooth. I mean, it's a scratch. You still got to itch.
Oh, it's, you know, the itch. It's the itch. You still, because an old man still think he can beat a young man playing a young man's game. We never think we too old.
Absolutely. And Bernard, I mean, I have to say, when the guy came out with all these players we had, I noticed this kid had a lot of talent, and he was just, like, down because he felt like he didn't get a shot at the NFL, didn't get a chance to play on the overside of you, Fred Smoot. And some guys resentful for that. But the NFL did give him an opportunity that you don't generally find outside of college or professional football. And I'm just proud of you, man, and the things that you accomplished with the Washington Chiefs, help us to win 5 championships. So, I mean, it just speaks volume for this young individual.
Yeah, most definitely.
Much love, much love. And like I said, again, you know, I definitely support it. And, you know, anybody listening out there, you know, who want to fulfill their purpose and continue to keep playing ball, this is definitely an avenue. This is a channel for you to do it, you know. And I truly encourage you to continue to keep doing, keep working hard, and keep following your dream.
All right, thanks, Bernard, man. Thanks for the call in. Thanks for you sharing the things you've been through with everybody else out there. Thank you.
All right, Bernard. Thank you, man.
All right, Miles.
Okay.
Hey, I knew he had to be my age when he told me his name was Bernard. You know, hey, something you can always tell a lot by a guy by a name. See, I got an old name. Frederick is an old name. I understand that now. But when he said his name was Bernard, I like, he got to be 40 years old.
No,
they're not naming young men Bernard.
But the young man was really, really good. Fred, he came out there with a lot of other guys. Came out there with the guy Tim Johnson from Florida State.
He sounded like he was a cornerback because corners got a little swag.
I can pick up on the cornerback.
Cornerbacks got swag. They fearless. And I'm going to tell you like this. I tell people all the time, I talk to a lot of Fortune 500 company CEOs and runners, and they say they love ex-college and ex-pro athletes because they can work with groups, they can work well with teams, and they believe in carrying their own weight. So not only does the NFL prepare you for a chance at the NFL, but it prepares you for life.
Oh, absolutely, and I can't agree with you more. We need, just kind of getting into the NFL, the MFL, and getting the opportunity for these young men. Where do these guys go? You got All-Americans don't even get an opportunity. So what happens with this?
Oh, I totally understand. You know, the basketball has always had the D-League. Baseball has always had the minor league. And football players get the stiff arm when you don't make the team. So now you're just out of college. You're 20, 22, 23. And now you got to go back into the workforce for the first time and do something that you did not plan on doing. And it's different because when you're hungry for something, you'll chase it blindly. When you're hungry for something, you'll do it for free. But these guys need the opportunity also not only to chase their dream but to feed their families.
Absolutely. And that's a point that I've been touching on and I've been talking about for years, ever since the Minor Football League was in existence. I just feel like these guys been playing football all their life. You can attest to that. Me and you've been playing ball all our life. Just want that one shot. One shot.
Yeah.
One shot.
Just one time to put on them jerseys, walk out of those locker rooms, play for the crowd. You know how many guys are locally here that always dreamed of being a Redskin, had the talent, man. Just did not have the reps.
They didn't give me no play. Redskins didn't give me no play.
They got you out of there.
I wasn't even there. I'm a D.C. guy. What is it about the Redskins and D.C. players?
I don't know. I just say it's a smart GM. He sent you on to the Patriots right there. Hey, we got a caller. We got another caller on the line, baby. Let's go to the hotline. See what you got to say.
Who we talking to?
Shirley Connor.
Hey, Charmiston Connor. How you doing, dear?
Shirley Thomas.
Shirley Thomas. What you doing? Yes. How you doing, dear?
Doing phenomenally well. How about you, sir?
Oh, man. I'm here with Mr. Redskins himself, Fred Smoot.
Hello, Mr. Smoot. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, beautiful queen? We just sitting up here talking a little sports. Bro. I'm so appreciated that a queen would call in to talk some sports.
It's an honor indeed to know you two guys. I tell you, when you dwell company with movers and shakers, it's an honor indeed.
Oh, let me tell you about this beautiful young lady here. This young lady called us after I had met with her at a function, and everybody was asking me who I was. I had my card on. I happened to give it to her, and she looked. She said, "Minor Football League. What is this?" So I got this plane to her. She said, "I'm going to call you." She said, "I said, you know, we're looking for 5 women owners." Yeah. And she said, "Mr. Miles, I'm going to be one of them women owners."
Mm.
And believe it or not, this lady has been calling us. We had meetings with her along with other people, and she serves about a franchise.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. That's what we want to do. We want to break all barriers, women, Native Americans. We want all type of owners to be a part of the minor league, not just system, but just going through everything we go through on the daily.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about this opportunity and the minor football league, Ms. Thomas?
Well, I feel that it's a golden opportunity. And the opportunity not just for one to own one, but to empower others. As you well know, that the key to success is helping someone else succeed, and then you succeed all. Also, think about the many, many, many that we will be able to empower economically. And when you touch and change people's lives, they will be there for you. And that's what I love about this whole idea of ownership. Being able to touch lives.
Economic development.
Yes. Empowerment also.
Oh, most definitely empowerment of not just the physical empowerment, but the mental of it. Because, you know, to think about it, generations are judged by success. And if we can leave a gateway for the next generation to do things that we could never do, that's the real prominence in the show of a people right there.
And absolutely, and I just want to touch on that. In my family, you know, we had a lower less than family with money, and I guess I was one of the had the opportunity to play in the NFL. It was funny. The first, should I say, millionaires in my family.
Yeah.
And man, when you get that opportunity, look like everybody come to you for something, Fred. You can identify with that. You got to take care of your whole family, your neighbors, and everything.
That get money don't change. The people around them, expectations change. And that's what brings the thing with people. See, and that's why I tell people, it's better to learn how to get money with somebody than ask them for it.
Absolutely. But Shirley, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, learn to, I was listening to a radio show of some of the billionaires who had got people on their team. And they got people on their team who could play a key part in adding some of their expertise to what it is they do. So what he's saying is very key. Getting people around you that are successful just as you are, as well as pulling people up, but we just don't want to give them fish. We want to also teach them
how
to fish.
Ooh, you sound like my grandma.
Dream again. Hope again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You can only get change if you seek it. And that's what I tell people. It doesn't matter if you don't get to the end of the rainbow reaching for what you're trying to get. If you get halfway there, you're better off than you was 3 months ago.
Absolutely.
Oh, Absolutely.
And also, we're not going to disregard the other NFL players, and Fred talk about this a lot. We want former NFL players to come in and buy part of this franchise. That's where you get your experience and your know-how from, these former players.
Well, here go the kicker. I always tell people, don't you be in the NFL a part of 32 billionaires. You have to understand, every owner in the NFL is a billionaire, from Kraft cheese to computers to everything you can think of, Jerry Jones. So you're in a university with 32 of the richest, most powerful men in the world. You should leave with a business degree on knowing how to get money outside of football, and that's what I think we're going to teach. And you know, basketball has always been one of those sports where Michael Jordan could go back and buy a franchise, and these guys could go back and do it, but it seems so far away from the football players, because the old families that own these teams is a family business. They don't sell them, they don't move them, they don't exchange them. So the only way to be an owner in this type of sport is for us to create a new avenue for you to be an owner.
Mr. Snyder has done that. Excuse me, Mr. Miles. I don't know why I'm calling Mel Snyder, but Mr.
You
Miles.
You call me Snyder. Maybe we get to call me Snyder. I might get that money after all.
Because he had it for himself. Call him Snyder.
You better make sure we get that money. They got to
call me
Snyder,
man. Call him Miles Snyder.
Try to call me something. Yeah, Miles Snyder is good, but I understand what you're trying to say, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, sharing your enlightenment, sharing the things you know. Thank you, because you know I'm a grandma's baby. And you
I
just
would just
came
like
out.
To say this too. This man seemed like he doesn't sleep, and not only that, but always bouncing off the wall with passion and excitement. And I say, my hat's off to you, sir.
Oh, I appreciate it dearly. I always say I have two sayings, documentation be conversation. And at the end of the day, if it ain't about a dollar, it really don't make sense. It really don't make sense.
Don't he sound like my Uncle Willie? Well, thank you for calling in, babe.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Wow, that just made me feel good inside. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I'm telling you. I mean, she putting things together. She put a nice group together and met with our chief strategy officer. And she actually, you're really trying to do something. So, I mean, you're listening to Inside the NFL. I'm your host, Richard Miles, with Mr. Football himself, Fred Smoot. You can call us at 202-889-9797.
We Act Radio.
Do something.
You need to.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Check it out now. Yo, special girl, real good girl, biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up.
Balance is wrong in America, balance is wrong abroad. It's wrong to be violent, defending black women and black children and black babies and black men. Then it's wrong for America to draft us and make us violent abroad in defense of her.
Yo, it's George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton saying, you're listening to We Act Radio. They do the dog, y'all.
Grindstone Universal, clothing that exemplifies the epitome of urban luxury. At Grindstone Universal, our goal is to express motivating forces creatively through clothing. Our approach to quality and expression is simple. Where progress is made, truth is revealed. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at grind_stone and like us on Facebook at Grindstone Universal. Also, check us out online at grindstoneuniversal.com.
Edwards inviting you to the biggest Caribbean food festival at the DMV on Sunday, June 18th, the Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival at the festival grounds at RFK Lot 6, the Grace Jamaican Jerk Festival, a day of food, family, fun, and culture, live entertainment by Taurus Riley, Romaine Burger, Queen Ifrika, Bungie Garden, Fan Lines, Image Band, Rash Lick, and much more. Enjoy the tastiest Caribbean food, celebrity cook-off, culinary demonstrations, the Kids Zone, and more. Buy tickets online at dcjerkfestival.com or Ticketmasters. Make sure you check it out. Sunday, June 18th, the festival grounds at RFK, the Grace Jamaican Jerk.
I'm Mayor Bill Yule. Did you know that 1 in 6 children in our country is obese? Being overweight put kids at risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, and many other diseases. Let's encourage kids in Alexandria to engage in healthy, balanced, and active lifestyles. Reduce their time in front of the TV or computer and get physically active. And we can set an example by being active with them. For more information on preventing childhood obesity, visit usmayors.org/childhood obesity.
Brought to you by the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the American Beverage Association.
Friends, David Schuster here, and all of us at WEAC Radio are so proud of our neighbors here in Southeast D.C., especially one of our partners, The Arc. The Arc is at 1901 Mississippi Avenue Southeast. It's the home to some of Washington's best, including the Washington Ballet, the Levine School of Music, Boys and Girls Club, and the Children's Health Project. All provide a number of programs and services within the very same facility. The Arc is also home to the Arc Theater, the only theater east of the river, which hosts a variety of dance, music, and theatrical shows each year. Almost everything you could want is at the Arc, so stop by and see them. The Arc, 1901 Mississippi Avenue in Southeast. For more information, visit the Arc's website, www.thearcdc.org, or call 202-889-5901. The Arc, part of Southeast D.C.
Hi, I'm Patrick Ewing.
I'm here giving something back to the community.
I went to school here. I lived here in the community. You know, I have an office here on Minnesota Avenue. I always loved D.C., you know, just trying to give something back to the community of Ward 8 in this community or from around the country. WEAC Radio, do something.
Stay tuned to WEAC Radio, Washington, D.C.'s only independent radio station. Catch us online at weacradio.com.
Sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can the rhyme, well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Check it.
Hey, let's do it. Call in. Phone number 202-889-9797. WEAC Radio.
Do something.
Hey, I think we got somebody on this telephone line. Let's go to the telephone line, see who we got here. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
We doing good. We doing good. How you doing, brother? Hello.
You with us?
We call it having squirrels and a pair of shoes on the telephone line where I'm from. You know, it just happens. You know, down south in Mississippi, when I say I got them birds and the squirrel fighting on my line. Hello?
Yeah. We got cut off for just a brief second.
Oh, all right.
Brother Andre.
All right. How you doing, Andre? What's going on, brother?
This is my brother,
This,
who?
Yeah, this Fred Smooth Old Mouth of the South.
Oh, what about you? Yeah. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. How about you? How you doing over there?
Talk to
I'm
us.
Doing
talk
awesome.
To us.
I'm doing awesome.
Hey, let me ask you something. How you feel about this Cavs Golden State series? Have you been keeping up with the NBA playoffs?
It's over with. Get the broom. Get the broom.
No, it's not over with yet. I mean, I wouldn't count them all completely until you see the end of the game.
Yeah, you feel like me. This is the same. Hey, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James are the same pair of guys who came back from 3-1 last year. I still think we got a chance for a game five.
I still think they got a chance.
I said this with this girl that I always wanted to go out with. I got a chance.
Out of history to be the first team to get swept and they go and give them that record of being 16-0.
Well, I just do the sports math on it, and if you got the best player and you beat this team before, I think you have a chance to at least win one game in this series. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're gonna win the series,
but no games.
I think they will win at least one game to make it interesting.
You gotta love Freddie; he's very optimistic, but you understand this thing is over with. Why can't you just accept
Miles like to say
with.
It's over with, but he won't give you no facts. The only thing he gonna say is Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
but you know what? Now, I'll give you analogies. I'll give you something. You're all going to get mad with this, but now it wasn't over in the Super Bowl when everybody thought that the game was over.
He had to throw the Patriots in.
I'm just being realistic. Hey, right. But all y'all were saying Atlanta.
Thank you.
They all were saying Atlanta. You got to play 60 minutes, not 30.
Hey, thank you, brother, okay. for saying this is not football. Oh, we talk about basketball. Hey.
That's not football, not basketball.
Hey, we talking about players 7 feet tall, weigh 110 pounds.
One New England down? One day down? But it was only one game.
When you go down to the last 2 seconds, that's when it counts.
Most definitely, and I felt like the game was just in their reach. Kevin Durant just wanted it more, so I feel like they're going to take this game tonight. I just feel like that.
No, Kevin Durant got to have it tonight. He wanted to come back to D.C. and see his family. No. Durant, they have to have it tonight.
All right, so if the Cavs lose this one and LeBron end up being 3-5 in championship games, in series, he's 3-5. He'll have 3 championships and been in the lost 5. Where do you put him? Is he right under Mike, right before Magic? Or now does he drop under Magic?
But some people ain't got no rings. Think about that.
Well, guess what? And that's why we're not talking about them. We're talking about the King and the GOAT. And we're talking about Michael Jordan and the King. That's it.
Wait a minute, Fred. Let's leave that out of it because, you know, even if you lose the championship this year, you know you got to come back. They got to revitalize their team, I'm telling you.
I'm glad you admit that they're going to lose.
Like a Golden State do, so they know they got to do something with their team.
But I don't know what they can do because they don't have any cap room. Kevin Love is still under contract. Kyrie is still under contract, and you only got LeBron under contract for 1 year.
They're trying to trade Kevin Love for 2 years.
Get some more good players. Just like Golden State did.
Well,
get a key player.
But see, sometimes it ain't about just the players because, as you remember, the year that the Heat got LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, they still went to the championship and lost to the Spurs and the Mavericks. So they still had some gelling to do. This team has been good from the dough because all these players think the same. They unselfish, and they can score and play at any time. So if you got 4 unselfish champions, it's going to be hard to beat these guys for the next 5 years.
There you go.
I agree with you, but they still got to build their bench up. They don't have a bench.
No, they got a bitch. Livingston is a 6'5 point guard who's about to re-sign. He comes in and he scores on an average of 8 points a game. Iguodala is one of those players that's a two-way player. He just was the MVP of the first championship. I think they're deep enough, and I think they got enough guys to dominate for at least the next 3 years unless we get another super team in the East.
Well, I mean, that's not going to happen right now because everybody complaining. It's over with. It's over. It's over. It's over. Why don't somebody just agree with me? Hey, so you're not going to agree with me that it's over, right?
No, because...
Thank you.
Nobody's going to agree with Mal, because Mal is like your Uncle Willie that pop up at the family reunion talking trash to everybody.
Everybody.
He don't care who it is. Male or female. Ain't got no facts. He just gonna spit out and talk trash to people. He started talking about bring out the broom. I'm saying we gonna have at least two more games. Well, as a grown man, I need two more games just so I won't go crazy because it ain't no sports.
Okay, well, exactly. It's over with. It's
that's why we need the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, to be
absolutely.
Right here in that dark spot. Way to plug it in. Way to plug it in.
That's why we absolutely. Need the NFL.
That's why you're the director,
you know, you're vice VP, and I'm the director of player personnel.
Hey, well, we out here with the shovel right now digging, trying to build it, baby. We're going to build it brick by brick.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in and spreading some of that wisdom and talking a little trash to Miles.
All right, dude. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, call in.
Again, signing off, the National Association for All Athletes.
Thank you, too. Call in. Number is 202-889-9797. Next call. Hey, we got people on the line, baby. Next caller. Talk to me.
They know the basket. They know the series is over. This is somebody talking about the series that's over. I'm glad.
Talk to me.
Hey, Miles and Fred, this is Robert Gatewood. How you guys doing?
Mr. Gatewood.
What's going on, brother?
Before you say anything, just tell me that this series is over tonight, okay?
Hey, Fred, I got to go get you, man. Hey, look, last week. I was on the show. Sorry. I was on the show. I said Kelsey and Miles, now you switching a little bit there, too, because last week you all were saying it's going to go seven games. I was saying six at the most.
I was saying six. Now I'm saying five, but I'm sorry. The defending champions are not going to get swept. They're going to win one game in Cleveland, and it has to be tonight.
Next year.
Fred, I'm going to have to go. I don't believe it. I don't see it.
The Red got to have it. He got to have it. He want to come back to D.C.
See, what you have in is faith. Faith is blindly being led by the blind.
Nah. If you don't think I'll tell you what. They might win the game tonight. All the Golden State players going to fall and break their knee. That's the only way they can win.
Boy, if that didn't sound like he threw voodoo at a team. Hey, tell me why you think they won't even pull one out. One game? We're talking about one game.
Because, hey, Fred, let's take it from a math standpoint.
All right.
Two is greater than one all day long.
Yes.
They're down
3-0.
You got Steph on one side, you got LeBron on the other. It's simple math. Two's gonna beat one every day of the week.
Well, I feel like this. You're talking about a true jump shooting team in Golden State. A jump shooting team is known to have a bad game every once in a while. They've had three.
You got to understand, I'm
pulling for Golden State. So you're talking to somebody that literally pulling for the team, but I'm also pulling for sports. And I know the ebb and flow of sports. And right when you think you know everything, the best reality show in the world show you that you don't know anything.
I don't know anything, but I know this. They would lose tonight. They had the best chance they had was the night before last.
We need to find the school intended for the school in the D.C. school system and sue them for what they did to Miles while he was young.
They're jumping on it. I'm a native Washingtonian, too. Everybody going to be up in arms with that. But, Mr. Gatewood.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, sir.
Man, I tell you, we had a great show today over at the Radio 1. We're back on WEAC tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm just talking, and I tell you, I'm talking business development. I like to talk the business of sports because when I'm thinking about the MFL, all I'm thinking about is jobs being created. I heard Fred on the air today. Man, Fred got me all excited again. Because you know, sometimes I'm up, I'm down, I'm looking at the condition of our community, I get in a little slump, and I'm like, man, what in the world are we going to do? Then Fred got on the phone this morning. He pumped that energy in like he's going to bring this MFL. He's going to go out here and find these locations. We're going to put people to work. He said 32 coaches, 32 general managers, and all the other opportunities that's going to be created. Man, I'm pumped up again. I am really, really re-energized. So thank you, Fred.
Hey, no, thank you. And just your mind, I would like to pick your brain when it comes to franchise. You know, that's what we do on this show.
Absolutely.
We don't just talk sports. We talk life. We talk everything
business.
You can possibly talk. If you had any advice for people out there that, you know, wanted to be their own boss, How do they start to do that? What steps do they need to take to start headed to financial freedom and franchising their own situations?
And please remind them that them 9-to-5s is not guaranteed. For some reason or another, people seem to think those 9-to-5s are guaranteed. God forbid when the boss come in and get mad because you done made him mad or something, or his wife made him mad. So, you know, this is something that they don't understand, and maybe you can clear that for us, you know, for everybody.
Well, you said it right there, Richard. 9-to-5, if you take somebody, let's say, of similar intelligence, similar ambition, similar drive, and you put one in a job, a 9-to-5er, you put another person over here who's a self-employed entrepreneur, and just track their life histories. And you're going to see the ebbs and flows of the person who's the visionary doing it himself, whereas the person who has the 9-to-5, they're going to have a pretty steady flow. But one thing that they don't have that ability to do the Hail Mary and get into the end zone. I mean, it's more of a risk. But that's the person that's going to be the next millionaire. That is the person that's going to be the next millionaire. That person has the ability to take risk. That person has vision. Not to knock the 9-to-5ers, but I'm telling you, I will put my bet on that person with the vision every day of the week. Now, when you talk about getting people ready, it's a process. Like anything that's complicated, anything that's going to be sustaining, anything that has lifelong value, you have to embed yourself in the process. And owning a franchise is a process. We talked about the economic side of it. One, you got to have a net worth. You got to have a positive net worth before you can even start the process. If you have $1 million in the bank, but you owe $2 million, you are upside down by $1 million. That's simple math for net worth. So the first thing you got to do is get your financial house in order. And that might mean today you might not be ready to buy a franchise, but that does not mean you should be discouraged. That means start working on paying down your debt, get that credit score up. So when it's time and you got your money right, you got your spirit right, you picked out the franchise you want, now we can start talking about putting you in a franchise. And a franchise, unlike anything else in the world, they have to be awarded. You just don't walk out and buy a franchise. They have to be awarded. That's why when people buy franchises, there's balloons flying in the air. There's people coming out cutting ribbons. There's the Chamber of Commerce comes out, the mayors and all these people, because it is a big deal, because somebody is about to change the trajectory of their life and the life of many others. So that's why when I hear talk about the MFL and the franchises, I know the economic impact and how it can change people's lives. That's why I get excited when I talk about franchising and the MFL in particular.
We are afraid to take chances. I think that's what it is. Some people Absolutely. Are comfortable, yeah. And some people are never comfortable, and they want to continue to push the envelope and continue to take chances, where some of us, we're just happy with the 9-to-5 and they're happy that we're not going to be broke.
I think we're not going to be.
That's the quickest way to be broke is to, let me tell you something. I have a different approach. There is a good chance that you're going to be broke at some point in your life.
Everybody, I was born that way.
That's what I'm saying. Look, if you're going to be broke, I'm saying I'd rather go ahead and take the chance and get it out the way so I can go ahead on to the next thing. But to take that safe route, I'm telling you, you can't pass that job down to your children. You can't go out here and you work in the government, God help you, but you can't go out here and provide others. You might can hire one other person, if that. And folks are going to be looking at you funny then if it's somebody you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
They're going to look at you funny out of what I. But if you own your business, you can have your kids, your neighbor's kids, that uncle that walk a little funny and got the little limp. Find a job for him. Mm-hmm. You can have everybody.
Hey, I've always told people that. I was like, you know what? The one thing I'm happy, you know, the one thing I learned from growing up in Mississippi, being quite broke, is as I got grown, I was like, the one thing you'll never be
I'll never be afraid of. You can't scare me with going back broke. I've already been there. You can't scare me about being a part of something that I already was. I'm supposed to have diabetes. I've ate sugar sandwiches while I drink sugar water. I've been there.
Yeah. Hey. You know. I know it. But thank you, Mr. Gatewood, Robbie Gatewood. I mean, always a pleasure. You know, I appreciate coming on your show today.
Thank you, guys.
And we need you to call in weekly because we have to do this education of money and ways to get stuff. We got to do that weekly. So we need you to call in weekly.
Absolutely.
I will be here every week, guys. You guys just keep doing what you do. Looking forward to it, and I will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, brother.
All right, we got a next caller, baby. The lines are jumping. Keep it pumping. Who we got now?
You know they love the Redskins. That's why I just jumping.
Yeah, this ain't no Patriot line right here.
Oh, there we go.
Who we got here on the line? Hello there.
What's going on, Dr. Smooth, Dr. Miles, Mel Forbes here. How are you?
What's going on, Mr. Forbes? We are blessed today. We're having a great, great day with some great, great, great. We just got schooled about economics. Now, who else could we do that better with than Mr. Melvin Forbes himself?
Well, let me just say, you all have so many listeners that the primary site that people were trying to get in couldn't even get in. And I had to go to an alternative site.
That's what happened when you got a Redskin. I hate to say it, when you got a Redskin player.
A real homeboy, not a sellout, a real homeboy.
See, that's a shame.
A real Washingtonian.
I got to go over there. Gave me a job at the Redskin. Didn't feel like there was no need for me.
I know that's right. Well, one of the things that you all were talking about, which is so true in terms of risk, only those who risk going too far will ever know how far they can go.
I was very
fortunate to work for a company years ago called MCI, who decided to take on AT&T as a long-distance company. As most of you know, prior to MCI, you only had one long-distance telephone company, which truly was
a monopoly.
Absolutely.
Right.
The founder was named Bill McGowan, and he really sued AT&T. Now, when he won in 1982, Judge Harold Green declared that AT&T was a monopoly in 1982. Now, the truth of the matter is, gentlemen, all he was a law firm with an antenna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he took a risk, and that risk took him from $3 million in 1982 to $26 billion by 1996.
Which is like $100 billion today.
No question. Mm. So my point being, everybody knows that the one thing you cannot change or stop is progress.
Mm. True.
And the truth of the matter is the NFL is a great organization. They've done some phenomenal things. I mean, look at the two of you.
We give them credit.
Think about what the NFL did for each one of you. Now you're on your own talk show. You're part of a legacy organization called the Minor Football League that's about to be historic in its own right.
And I'm not eating sugar sandwiches anymore.
Okay, I'm telling
like
you.
We came a long way, baby.
My shoes.
Yes, sir. So we all know that entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart.
It's not.
That's right.
Not everybody is. Some people are the traditionists, which means they're good at, once I give you the command, I can execute it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are the ones, gentlemen, that allow what I call the process to run.
Yeah.
But they'll never increase the market share of the process.
Mm. Absolutely.
Visionaries like Miles and you, Fred, who realize and see beyond. And the reason you see beyond is because of your experience.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of experience that you two have collectively from different areas. I mean, you got Boston on one sphere of the world, and here the nation's capital, and Fred, you've played other places, but... Yeah. Here at the nation's capital, Washington Redskins, think about the synergy that you all two bring and think about the networks and people that you've influenced and touched in your lives.
Yeah, you're totally right.
So the NFL is going to become the laboratory of change, not just for football, but for sports in general. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so excited to be part of the team, because like MCI, not everybody saw it, but those who get it, and as they say in the Washington Post, if you don't get it,
you don't get it.
Well, Mr. Forbes, I would love for you to iterate a little bit more on this. You know, we look at the model of the minor league baseball system. We look at the minor league basketball. But what we have, football is America's sport. Football is the most dominant sport in the world. So people are going to want the minor football league to be not as dominant, but the most dominant minor system in today's sport. Could you describe a little bit how we're going to move forward in trying to do that?
Well, two things. One is, as you, like you, I think you've hit it right on the head, Fred, you and I both know, and you've said this on multiple occasions, it is the largest reality TV show in America.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is.
It is.
You can't script it.
That's right. Think about a young man that came from very humble beginnings and in some cases didn't have no beginning, just was fortunate
to be 6'4", 300 pounds.
Right.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Right. Hey, Fred, it was fortunate enough to just use what God gave him.
I mean,
all Jackie Robinson had was the fact that he could hit a baseball.
And that's it. Know? But that's it. But somebody had to fondle that.
What Johnson could do was, and Michael Jordan was doing basketball, and all Rosa Parks had was tied feet. She said, I'm tied feet.
Yeah, tied feet will make you some money sometime. That's the first time I ever heard somebody sitting down making money.
Yes, sir. So at some point, your action, for every action, there is a reaction, right?
Yes, sir.
So the Minor Football League has come on at a time because there are the prerequisites of success, and then there's a formula
for success.
The prerequisite of success, and I call it the Forbes D plan because I named it, right?
It's got to be named the Forbes plan. If you named it, you can name it Smooth if you want to. It twing a little bit.
Right, and I call it the four D plan. The first D is desire. Mm-hmm. You and I both know, Fred, if you don't have desire, Doc Miles, if you didn't have the desire,
you gotta want it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You can tell those who are hungry enough going through training, Fred, whether or not they just want to be happy that they made training camp, or do they want to go all the way to the
team? If they want to dominate the league. Some people are there on a different mission. Some people just happy to be there. The people happy to be there, they usually leave when the club closes.
That's right.
Come on now. So that's the first one. The first one is desire. The second one, though, because you can have all the desire you want, but you got to have some determination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you're going to come, there are going to be some obstacles. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah, they're going to tell you you're not fast enough, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough. Somebody, and mainly your family members and the people around you, are going to be the main people screaming what you cannot do.
They're your worst.
That's right. That's right. They're going to say, man, you crazy. You know good and well, with all the thousands and millions of people trying to make the team, there's no way
you're going to make
Fred Smooth or Richard Miles out of Washington, D.C., Cadoza High School, Southeast.
Northwest.
Northwest, excuse me. You know, I'm not from here, so I apologize.
Everybody from Cadoza is over 80 years old. Yes. I know that for a fact.
See, there you go. We want to invite them to dinner.
I went to the old folks' home of Cadoza.
You're right. Hey, but desire, determination gets you halfway there. But the other D that you got to have is something called dedication.
Oh, yeah, you got to be dedicated. You got to be dedicated to the sport, to yourself, and to your well-being.
Right. So once you have that desire, once you have that determination and the dedication, you got to wrap it all in a bow called discipline.
Absolutely.
Bruh,
you got to have that.
If you got enough discipline.
I'm telling you.
To create those elements. You know you got to play the game on Sunday, so you ain't hanging out
on Friday. You're just not doing it.
You're not doing it, unless you're crazy.
Right. Because you know that the window is short anyway. It's only one injury away from you being on the field or off the field.
Well, like they tell you, your body dictates how long you play this game. Your mind will help you play it faster, and that's the only thing about it.
That's right. That's right. And you guys are a prime example. But see, you took it beyond the field. That's why I like the minor football league, because we're going beyond the field. We're not just going to have players and have them prepared for playing the game to go to the NFL. We're also going to have them so they can have economics beyond the field.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm not going to give away our secret sauce.
No, don't give them the Big Mac sauce. Don't give them the Big Mac sauce. But not only just the football player, the coaches, the equipment guys, the trainers, the people that literally do the grass for the field. Absolutely. It adds a notch to everybody's belt and gives everybody a chance to live their dream.
Exactly. And we all know when you are working and you are making money, you feel bad about yourself.
Ooh, who don't feel better? I tell you something. I never thought dead people could make men feel so good. Yeah. But Ben Franklin, he's a great dude.
Yeah, make you feel like you can just do it all.
It gives you a false security too, don't it? You walk taller when you got money in your pocket.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Look, hey, listen. There is something about a man that has a job and providing for his family. You'll see crime go down.
Yes.
There you go.
You'll see love more extended to people.
Yeah, because you don't have to hate them. You don't have to take and you don't have to hate. If you got money, you don't need the next man things, and you're loving your life so you don't have to hate his.
Right, right. So the MFL really is really about the laboratory of change.
Yes.
That's really where we are. We are the 21st century of the model for sport
and beyond,
because we're not going to be just concerned about the sports, but also the person that plays the game, which is the most important element of the game. If you don't have the person and the process to take care of that person, then you're in trouble.
Yep.
And so everybody comes from somewhere. The same way that MCI started Friends and Family, that's what we're kind of doing with the MFL, because everyone has at least one friend, right, Fred?
We just give them the same old thing, a new version of it.
And, you know, I want to say to you, I mean, that's Mel Forbes, Chief Strategy Officer for the MFL. I want to thank you for calling in.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you all, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, thank you, man. We most definitely got to do it next time. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, dude, this is a great show.
I don't want to leave. I might think we hang here. Hey, I want to say, this is Richard Miles. I'm your host for Inside the MFL with Mr. Football himself, my co-host and star, Fred Smoot. Thank you for tuning in.
We'll see you next week, baby.
Do something.
We Act Radio.
Crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. I'm rapping against the real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Move it around and shake a little thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, you're such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a app, yo.
Are you ready? It's Inside the MFL with your host, Richard Miles, and former Washington Redskins defensive back, Fred Smoot. Tune in each week for sports talk and more. Join Richard and Fred, along with guest hosts Gary Digital Williams, Kelsey Nelson, and Robert Gatewood, as Inside the MFL brings you sports information and updates, the plays, the players, both on and off the field. That's each Friday, 7 p.m., Inside the MFL with Richard Miles and Fred Spook with sports talk and more. Richard Miles and Fred Smoot inside the MFL, themfl.org.
I'ma keep on running cause a winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Speak Easy with Kimone Freeman, Ron Pitchback. For more unadulterated truth, keep it tuned and We Act Radio 1480 AM and weactradio.com.